Good morning, this is Brother Marlon here. I thank the Lord for a new day. God is good. This morning I'd like to speak a little bit on life in the Spirit. We know that, or at least I know that walking with God is a new step. There's new freshness in your life. There's a new reality that is in your life. In contrasting to before I was born again, when I was born again, it just felt like there was a deadness in my heart. There's just nothing alive, nothing real, nothing about my life. And many times I wondered why I'm here. But life in the Spirit is new and exciting, and it's like taking a cold drink of water on a hot day. This morning I'd like to read out of Romans 8, the subtitle here, Life in the Spirit. Romans 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So right there he makes a qualification for life in the Spirit. You're not walking after your flesh. You're not doing the things that you desire to do in your flesh. When there's a temptation comes to sin, you don't follow that temptation. You resist that in the name of Jesus and turn back and you say, I'm going to follow the Spirit. So right here is this qualification for living in the Spirit. You must walk after the Spirit and walk away from the flesh. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. And that's where the the cold drink of water comes to you. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ hath made me free from the law of sin and death. And now, the law of God, the law of Jesus Christ, has set you free. For what the law could not do, he's talking about the Old Testament law, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. So, just one verse ago, we read, for the law of the Spirit of the life in Christ Jesus hath made me free. And that is by God sending his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to die, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, or those who are not born again, those who turn away from God or don't believe that Jesus is the only way. They might say, well, yeah, I believe Jesus died for my sins, but, you know, I believe I need to do some things to earn heaven. If you believe that, you're listening to that lie from the devil. Or maybe you say, you know, Jesus just didn't do quite enough. I need to be as good as a person as I can. Or maybe you think, if I'm a really good person, I can get to heaven. If you believe in those things, you're listening to a lie from the devil. And it will take you straight to the pits of hell. Because Jesus is the only way to heaven. Without Jesus, you cannot get to heaven. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Do you mind the things of the flesh? Do you struggle with the flesh? Do you struggle with lust? Do you struggle with envy? Do you struggle with there's many things, just besetting sins, many things. You know what they are in your life. Do you struggle with them? I'm not talking about the temptation comes and you resist and you turn away and you walk away from it. But if you're just sinning after sinning, the temptation comes, you sin. The temptation comes, you fall. You fall again. The temptation comes, you continue to fall. That's the type of thing I'm talking about here. You're walking after the flesh. If you're doing that, you're not a child of God. Here's the qualification. But they that are after the Spirit, things of the Spirit. So, where Romans 8, verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind or do the things of the flesh, and the things that the flesh wants to do, but they that are after the Spirit that do the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, and that is so true, because in your carnal mind, before I was born again, in your carnal mind, there's just a deadness about you. There's no real reality. There's no absolutes in your life. You're just trying to figure out what this is all about. But the second, the instant that Jesus came to my heart and forgave me for my sins, it was as if a light bulb went off in my head, and all of a sudden, there was life and there was peace. And it's so true, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now, here is a very key verse for anybody who is interested in following Jesus. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, where it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. If you're carnal minded, if you're not born again, you have a carnal mind. And your carnal mind is actually working against God. And it is not subject to the law of God. And it neither indeed can be. It cannot be subject to the law of God. It is an enmity. The word enmity means enemy. That your mind, your carnal mind, is an enemy against God. And therefore you cannot please God. You cannot serve God. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. If you're in your flesh, if you're in your carnal state of mind, you cannot please God. But now, here it goes on. This is talking to somebody who has life in the Spirit. Somebody who is born again. Somebody who has that new life. He has that excitement rising in his heart. Has that life. He has that peace in his heart. And here's the next verse. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. It means if you do not have the Spirit of Christ in you, you are not of Jesus. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit of life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the sin do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Mortify is put to death. And you put to death your deeds of the body, not by kicking them down and beating them down and subjecting them under all kinds of laws and rules and regulations. You mortify the deeds of the body by giving it to Jesus. And then he wipes it out and he kills it for you. And he gives you life, and he gives you peace. It goes on here in verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And it goes on, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And there is a verse that is crystal clear that you can have the assurance of salvation. If you are carnal minded, you do not have the assurance of salvation. And when you hear the words of the assurance of salvation, you become afraid. If you are walking after the flesh, you do not have assurance of salvation. And you cannot have assurance of salvation. It is only once you mortify or put to death the deeds of the body through Jesus, that you will get the knowledge that the Spirit itself, God, the Holy Spirit itself, will witness the Spirit within you, that you are now child of God, and you can rise up in faith and in trust and in believing, hallelujah, I am a son of God. I am of the Spirit of God. I have put to death this old body by the blood of Jesus, and I am walking in the newness of life. And I now, instead of having a carnal mind that is dead, I now have a spiritual mind that is alive. Instead of having a carnal mind that is an enemy of God, you now have the Spirit of God within you, saying, "You are my son," and we cry out, "Abba, Father," because we have been adopted into the kingdom of God. So yes, you can have assurance of salvation. If none of these make sense, then I would recommend you get down on your knees and ask Jesus to make Matthew 8 make sense to you. It is called life in the Spirit, and it's walking in the fullness thereof, putting to death the deeds of the body, not by its self-will, but by Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. Well, God bless you, and have a wonderful day.